Okay, so this is an emotion, thought, behavior, diffusion exercise. And diffusion simply means to separate. So what I'd like you to do is just sit back, find a comfortable spot. If you're okay, you can close your eyes. If not, just look downwards, breathing nice and deep and slow, in through your nose, all the way out through your mouth, or out through your nose, whatever's comfortable for you. So just taking a few moments to ground into the experience we're in, into this moment, let go of the last, not worry about the next, to just become more aware. Sensations in your body, the temperature of the air around you, the feelings, the top of your head, forehead, back of your head, in your chest, your arms, shaking your hands out. Find a comfortable spot for your shoulders, for your back, your legs, and your feet. So just taking a few moments to breathe nice and deep and slow in through your nose, if that's comfortable for you, and out through your mouth. And please continue breathing in that fashion as I explain the exercise. So this thought, emotion, behavior, diffusion exercise is simply another technique about learning to be watchful, curious, observant of our emotions, of our thoughts, of our behaviors, our responses, or the lack of a response. To sit with our thoughts, observe them, understand them, notice them, to sit with our feelings, be curious about them, label them, understand them, feel them in our body, and to be curious about our responses or the lack thereof. Be curious and kind and compassionate, exploring it with creativity, caring, compassion, gentleness, instead of harshness, shame, and criticism. So in this exercise, we'll be going through a recent or upcoming experience that is, was, or will be distressing for you. So the goal with this exercise, whether you're doing it listening to the recording, or just simply sitting in the washroom, driving in your car, is to acknowledge pain. Allow the pain to be there. Accommodate the pain for whatever it means, and appreciate what that pain, physical, emotional, is telling you. What can you learn from it? What is it informing you of? So as you sit there breathing, focusing on breathing nice and deep and slow, in through the nose, out through the mouth, if that's comfortable for you, let your awareness expand to the space around you. Notice sounds without being distracted or thinking about them. Let your mind expand to all the sounds around you, as if there's a symphony of sound. Moment by moment, just noticing. So, and throughout this exercise, and now, just notice too your moment by moment change in emotions, curiosity, nervousness, apprehension, frustration, whatever it may be. Notice the moment-to-moment change without getting too attached to each particular one, too inquisitive yet, without digging into it. Just notice. Notice any sensations in your body and how that changes moment to moment. Notice too if your mind is wandering off, And if it does, just gently bring it back to your breath. No judgment, just bringing your attention back to your breath. And ride the wave of the breath in and out. Fully aware of the duration of each breath in and all the way out. Anytime and every time you notice if your mind has wandered, just bring it back without judgment, just anchoring on the flow of the breath. So the exercise is about being curious. When we're curious, we separate from feelings, thoughts, behaviors, without letting them engulf us, getting attached to them instead. It's this, as if we can stand outside of a room looking in on ourselves. Not with judgment, but with curiosity, as if you're a scientist studying yourself. And if you notice at any point in time you're tensing up, resisting, pushing away from walking towards thoughts, feelings, behaviors, somatic experience, just acknowledge that. Acknowledge the resistance. Acknowledge the fear, the dread. Just notice it, own it, and let it be there. So what I'd like you to do now is either drift back or ahead or to a current situation that was, is, or could be distressing for you. And bring that situation back to mind. And as you bring it back to mind, I want you to try to imagine yourself in the situation, specific time and date, as if it's happening, if it's a future situation. If it's a past situation, remember all the events, all the thoughts, all the feelings, all the sensations in your body, who's around, what happened before, what happened after. Same thing when you're jumping ahead. Imagine what would have happened before, leading up to what you might be feeling in your body, the sensations, the somatic experience, the feelings, the thoughts going through your head. Notice what you're seeing, you're hearing, you're feeling outside. Notice what you might be tempted to do. So notice all of it. And again, if you feel that resistance, just acknowledge it, honor it, let it be. And continue to notice. So I'm going to be quiet for a few moments while you let that situation come to mind. Try to make it as detailed, specific, real as possible. Try to amplify it. Make it intense. It's okay. It'll be gone in a few moments. See and feel and hear everything around you. See and feel in your body. Notice the thoughts, the beliefs, the wants, the needs, the expectations, the hopes. Notice if there's any tension, tightness, worry, shame. Notice it all. Walk towards it, be with it, let it be. Don't try and change it. Don't try and make sense out of it. Just notice. Notice it all. Good. Now the first step in the exercise of diffusion is whenever you notice yourself having been hijacked, upset in some way, the first step is to stop. When we stop, we interject a pause. And that pause, that 90-second pause, is all we need to be able to connect with what's happening to change the outcome. Pausing, stopping, is critical. Instead of attaching and rolling with the emotion, rolling with the thoughts, rolling with the beliefs, responding in an old habitual way, we stop. And when we stop, we just notice and become aware. Aware of what we're feeling, aware of what's happening, what we're believing, what we're thinking, what we're wanting, what we know, what we don't know, what's happening in our body. So stop is the first step. Just stopping long enough to become aware. Often we don't do that. We become entangled in the emotion, entangled in the experience, entangled in an old habitual way of responding. So this pause, the stop, is a form of a physical, mental, emotional timeout to be curious, to look around, to understand, to be compassionate. Deliberately interjecting a habitual way of responding, thinking, feeling. So as you stop in this situation, take notice of what you will do. In this situation, as you stop, imagine yourself in the future, or if you were to drift back into the past, imagine yourself in that situation simply stopping. You stop everything, and you're just simply breathing, and you're noticing. You're noticing around you, all the way around, 360 degrees. You're noticing feelings, thoughts, expectations. What are those? Beliefs, what are those? What's happening in your mind right now? What are you feeling in your body? Notice. So stopping to notice what's happening. And as you notice more and more, yes, you might notice the desire to numb, to escape, to avoid, dismiss, minimize in some way. But you know it doesn't work. Numbing, escaping, avoiding, dismissing, minimizing. Something's happening right now that needs attention. So notice what is happening. And in a future situation, notice what you expect will be happening. Name the emotion. Name the sensation. Be tender with it. Perhaps put your hand on your heart. And it could be a mix of emotions. Stay with the confusion. Stay with the chaos. Stay with the upset. Notice the old habits trying to rear their head. Good. So the first step is to stop, to notice, to be present. And the second step is to take long, slow, deep breaths so you can really connect, walk towards, feel, understand, and be compassionate with everything that's happening in the moment. Taking long, slow, deep breaths in and out to really connect. Again, you're not trying to change it. You're just trying to be aware of it, sit with it, walk towards it. So it's very different type of experience than cognitive behavioral therapy, where you're actively changing. In this mindfulness acceptance exercise, you're observing, detaching with curiosity, kindness, warmth. So taking long, slow, deep breaths, notice what else is happening moment to moment. Notice all on its own, is anything changing? When you go back to that situation or jump ahead, who is there judgment? And if there is, who's doing the judging? Take notice, take deep breaths. Notice that judgment. And with each breath, who's ever doing the judging, just allow them to float away, float further away, taking their judgment with them, taking their harshness, taking their ugliness, their intolerance, their meanness with them. They may move a meter away, you may see them drift a few meters, half of a football field. But imagine that separation. See the judgments, the words beside them, the criticism, the meanness. Take deep breaths and notice. Notice the ugliness, the meanness, the intolerance, the control, the frustration. And as you notice, bring kindness and compassion to your being, to your way of seeing the world, your way of interacting with the world. And let yourself acknowledge your gifts of caring, kindness, tolerance, acceptance, patience. Embrace those feelings. Embrace those values. See the separation, the difference. And when you think about humanity and all our challenges, which approach creates communities? Which approach creates an opportunity for growth? What do you choose to embrace? So as you do these exercises, you're connecting with beliefs and values as well as thoughts and feelings, somatic experiences, resistance, and the urge to numb, escape, avoid. So the third step is to observe what happens as you breathe, as you stay with it, as you look at it, observe, connect, are curious, compassionate. What happens? Does the tightness change? Does the shame lessen? Does the feeling of control, choice change? Is there more distance or less? Is anything changed? Observe what might be different. observe what's happening in your body, what's different. Is anything shifted about how you feel about yourself in relation to the person judging, to their beliefs, to their values, to their way of seeing the world and living? What's changed in regards to the resistance, the fear, the dread? What's changed in regards to the emotions? Does this feeling want anything from you? If there's anger, dig underneath the anger. Anger is a secondary emotion more often than not. Not always. But often it masks fear, shame, guilt, feelings of inadequacy. Unworthiness. What's underneath the anger? Investigate any lingering judgments. Are you feeling vulnerable? Investigate with kindness. Observe if anything's happening. Remembering, we can have old beliefs, old values we no longer fit with our lives, and we simply have to update them. A feeling is just a feeling. Can sometimes come from old beliefs, old values, old responses. But we don't need to keep holding on to them. So as you continue to observe it all, noticing what's happening, what's changing, in this last step, what I want you to do, when you feel yourself hijacked, distressed, overwhelmed, full of dread or anxiety, fear or judgment, whatever it may be, stop, take deep breaths, observe as you notice, and the last step is to plan to respond to these emotions, these somatic sensations, these behaviors, these beliefs and these values in a compassionate way, different than you would have in the past. So plan to respond differently than you may have in the past, to break down those old habits, doing more what matters to you, standing your ground about who you are and what you value, how you choose to live your life, standing your ground on your source of worth. So plan to respond in a way that's markedly different than you may have in the past. And plan to respond in a way that shows yourself compassion. And as you plan to respond in a way that's markedly different and more compassionate, feel the ground under your feet. Feel your legs stiffen as you become stronger, more confident, more determined to live your life according to your values, your beliefs, and according to the way you know works. Because you know what doesn't work. You've lived that. So make a choice for you to live in a life that is aligned with your values, your beliefs. So the last step is to plan to respond in a way to these thoughts, feelings, urges, values, beliefs, judgments, in a way that's markedly different, in a way that's compassionate. So as you imagine this situation in the future, or remind yourself of a situation in the past, how could you show yourself more compassion? Think now as I'm quiet. Any small step will do. It's the effort to grow compassion, to exercise compassion, that makes it stronger. So also plan to respond in a way that's markedly different. And one way is doing what matters more to you, not to the beliefs of others. What matters to you is kindness, love, caring, patience, tolerance. So how can you respond in a way that honors those values and is markedly different than you may have responded in the past? So this exercise can be done ever so quickly. This exercise you can take greater amounts of time with. This exercise can be done in print form. It can be done out loud. It can be done in any which way, and you can record yourself. There's no right way, there's no wrong way. It's just simply a matter of stopping, taking deep breaths, observing, and plan to respond in a way that shows yourself compassion, kindness, and is markedly different than you may have responded in the past, and more according to your values, known by the acronym STOP, S-T-O-P. It's easy to do in your mind. It's easy to do on the go. It's easy to do by listening, by writing, by recording, whatever works. So as you complete each exercise, reflect upon how it was different for you than you may have in the past. Having followed through these steps in whatever fashion makes sense to you, how was your response, the distress, the feelings, the thoughts, the beliefs, how are they all different? How was it to show yourself compassion? How was it to be uncomfortable and respond differently? Reflecting upon those things as you continue to grow